can always tweet us at 99.3 ESPN Radio. We might even tweet you back. This is Scheman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Scheman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. On a Tuesday, we've got Red Alert Tuesday at the bottom of the hour. Also, Master Pete Theater with Pete Shepard's weekly selection.
Great one today.
All right. I anxiously await. I also want to get into in a moment about baseball's latest proposal to death. They're in a downward spiral. I'm at DEFCON 1, Pete. I don't think it's happening.
Yeah, I'm back to DEFCON. Right, I was up to 2 yesterday,
right,
I think.
Right.
But it was a fake DEFCON,
yes.
2. I'm down to 1.
All right. Now, yeah. Something else has caught my eye here locally that has disturbed me tremendously. Apparently, a Charlotte County teen this afternoon was attacked by an alligator. He was a 14-year-old swimming in a pond.
Oh, boy.
Memo to parents out there. I don't know if you know this. School is out. Might want to keep an eye on kids. And if they're swimming in any pond, I have a strict policy.
What kind of – where? On a golf course?
Look, it doesn't matter. Here's my policy.
Okay.
I don't ever, under any circumstance, swim in any pond in the state of Florida. You know why? Because there's alligators in there.
What about a river?
I don't want to swim in a river either.
Okay.
I don't even like to kayak, okay? Because
there are sharks in the ocean. You're not going to go swim in the ocean because
they don't mess
shark
with me in the ocean, Chris. Now you're being ridiculous.
Okay.
Wait a second, Chris. That's not – there are sharks in some parts of some oceans. It's not around here.
What?
Huh?
What
no,
not,
we have bull sharks
we
down here. They're
sharks
the most deadly
here.
Shark
no,
of any.
What I'm saying is, when's the last shark attack that happened in Fort Myers and Naples?
There's about 4 of them a year on Sanibel. You don't ever hear about them.
I understand that. I mean, it happened, but I mean, overall for Southwest Florida,
they're out there.
No one's afraid to go on the beaches of Fort Myers and Naples. You see dolphin sightings a lot. I've been on plenty of boats out in pretty deep water sometimes. I know they're out there, but usually, at least the 3 years I've been down here, I haven't heard of a shark attack in Fort Myers Beach or in Naples. I can only speak for those two areas.
Headline, NBC-2.com, 3 shark attacks happen within 2 days on the same beach. It was Volusia County.
Yeah, it happens.
Okay, I know what happens. I'm saying since I've been down here in Fort Myers Beach and beaches in Naples, I've never heard of any beach saying get out of the water, there's a shark around.
I will say this.
Water's too murky.
If as many people swim in ponds as they do at the ocean, there'd be a lot more alligator attack. All I'm saying is I have a personal policy. I don't go in ponds around here because almost all of them have. If there's a pond, there's probably an alligator. And to let a 14-year-old kid go swimming in a pool or in a pond is irresponsible. It fractured his leg. He did live, by the way.
Maybe the parents didn't know. Maybe the parents were at work. 14-year-old Timmy was at home.
Right. 14-year-old Timmy's a dumbass.
You know what? Well, you're 14. I don't think there are very many genius 14-year-olds hanging out there. You got to learn those life lessons.
14-year-old Craig knew not to go in a pond in Florida because there are alligators there, and I would be fearful of him. He had to be flown to Tampa to have his leg reattached or whatever. He had a broken leg. I'm just saying.
Well, no, I'm with you. Most of the ponds I know around here on golf courses, you're not going in them anyway. I don't even like if a ball should go in and I can see it. I don't even like touching it. God only knows what the hell's in there, what's been in there. So I know there are probably ponds that are deemed safe and swimmable in Florida and other parts of the country. But, yeah, I agree with you, Craig. Swiss break. No sharks in Florida. I said, since I've been here for 3 years in Fort Myers Beach and in Naples, I have not heard of a shark attack. I know that there things happen. I know that they're out there. I'm saying on the whole.
Cougar Hunter
the only
says
thing
there's
with
a dorsal
fin I've seen is dolphins. So that's the only thing I've seen is dolphins.
But you got to read the second part of Swisher Bank. Swisher Bank says no sharks in Florida, coming from the guy who said yesterday that he can outrun a black bear.
I said if it startled me, I could probably in the first 10, 20 feet probably get away from him because I don't think he would run after me.
And you're wrong.
No, I'm not wrong. Not black bear. Black bear's a brown bear, yeah. Brown bear, yeah, I'd be dead. Grizzly bear, dead.
Clam Pass says, Craig, not the type of meat a shark would like anyway. You don't think a shark would like to eat me? Stepbrother also saying, my shark can outswim your bear.
Trust me, all the great whites are up at Cape Cod in Massachusetts. They have to shut down those beaches every week. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, they made a movie about it. It's called Jaws.
No, this is, way after that. That was on Nantucket. This is Martha's Vineyard. This is way after that. I'm talking about much closer. This is really on the Cape every year. It's unbelievable the amount of great whites that have infested the waters up there.
970 says, I swam with alligators every summer from the ages of 10 to 17 growing up in Florida. It's a part of being a kid in Florida. I feel bad for that kid. Seriously?
Go Chris, Gators.
You've grown up in your is this what kids do?
Not my kids.
No.
Not me. So these numbers are from FWC since 1948. The state of Florida has had nearly 400 unprovoked alligator bites.
Alligator bites.
Since 1959, Florida has had 603 shark attacks.
I'm saying for Fort Myers Beach in Naples, I don't think it's very common. I know there's a lot of them. They've been more on the East Coast and other parts of Florida, but on the whole, for Fort Myers Beach in Naples, probably not all that common.
Step Brothers says alligator bites are a Florida badge of honor and proudly touted.
Oh, wow.
Badge of honor?
As you wave at me with your three fingers? Seminole Nation says, Craig, you didn't grow up in Florida. We swam in ponds, canals, rivers, and also the ocean growing up. It's part of our life down here. You know the risk. Step Brothers says, Pete, you should watch Grizzly from the 70s. Is that with Grizzly Adams or?
No, I don't know. Grizzly from, I think it was that the show about the Bears? I forget. Yeah.
Tattoo Guy says, Craig, your P90X has made your meat too tough. They wouldn't like you. Yeah, I have put on some muscle.
I'm not a pond person anyway. There are plenty of ponds that I grew up around in New England and got invited to. I don't like ponds. I've never been a pond person.
Love a good pond.
I like salt water.
To swim in,
yeah,
Chris?
Yeah, I'll go swimming in a pond.
Yeah,
no,
I don't
you
like
won't.
It.
Yes, I will.
Thing.
I've done it.
Where?
Not my thing.
So all the time I'm reading this story about this, you've done this. You are the 14-year-old kid that jumped in a pond.
I mean, I've jumped in a pond before. I've jumped in the canal before.
Yeah.
There are bull sharks in there. Doesn't mean I'm not going to not jump in the water.
Huh.
Jack and Rupert says, I'm born and raised in Florida, Lee County, actually, and I swam with alligators quite a bit growing up. Now, I need more clarity about that. I mean, it's not like riding a dolphin, but it could be kind of fun. I mean, I don't know. Swimming with the alligator, does that mean, okay, you're in the pond, you see the alligator, you know, 100 feet away from you, and I don't know.
See, alligators
are
sneaky.
Like chicken. That's true.
Yeah, I think I have had alligator.
I've had it plenty of times down here. I love it.
Yeah.
Alligators are largely docile.
Except when they're hungry. And if they think they can take you, if you're a 14-year-old boy as opposed to
Chris, you're right. I mean, around, but it's different on the golf. I mean, you don't bother them. We have tons of them here, and they're big. And but you don't bother them. They don't bother you. They don't come after you on the golf cart. They don't sit there. Even a lot of times when your ball is sort of near them, they don't. You know, unless
I have seen alligators all over the state of Florida, but none of them are as large as they are in Pete's neighborhood. No, I mean, not even close.
They are pretty big. But on the whole, they've only taken one or two away since I've been here, and they really shouldn't have taken any.
Yeah.
No, I mean, they cross the street sometimes. They cross over neighborhoods, but they don't bother anybody. You know, but if you're dumb enough out here to leave your small dog on a leash tied to a tree, then that's what you get. You don't feed the animals. You don't feed any animals on any golf course that you're on. Yeah. You're asking for trouble.
Yes. Lifelong Buckeye, who called the show yesterday, said, did 14-year-old Craig wear tube socks? The tube socks when I was 14 actually had colored stripes on them.
And they were cool, Craig. Because and not only that, you would pull them up to the top of your knee.
Oh, I pulled them up.
Anti-Buckeye Go Blue called yesterday.
Oh,
not Lifelong Buckeye.
Oh, my bad. I'm sorry.
So Anthony the Realtor says, gators are way less aggressive than crocodiles, so chances are slim you'll randomly get attacked unless you provoke them.
Unless you're just in the wrong spot and you're near a nest, you're probably fine around a gator. Been kayaking many a times up a center of the state, fishing in creek. They're loaded with gators up there.
Yeah.
I'm not going to kayak because I don't want to be anything that potentially could be smaller than the actual alligator if I find a big one. And, like, if I accidentally roll over and it's, you know, gators in the area, I'm not into that. I don't need it. I understand people do it. I understand it's a lovely experience going down a little nature trail little river. Fine. I'm not doing it.
I did it first month I was here. We did it.
Do you like any wildlife?
Like a 2-hour tour.
Yeah, huh? I do, Chris. I do quite a bit. I like, I went to Corkscrew Sanctuary a few weeks back and walked around, saw a lot of nature.
Like what?
Snakes.
So you like snakes?
I don't like them, but I got up and took a good, nice, close picture of it. There were alligators back there, but I didn't think they could get me because I was on a raised walkway, so I was cool.
I don't need to go anywhere. I got panthers, bears, gators, beautiful, big, gigantic turkeys, the males.
And a large TV.
Deer, a couple snakes. Oh, the date. I don't know if you saw my Facebook page. Last week, my wife named him Timmy. Beautiful day raccoon right out in front of our palm tree, literally 10 feet off our lanai, just went up there, started chowing down on coconuts, and went to sleep. Wow. And it was very peaceful. Took a bunch of pictures of him. It's pretty cool. I don't know why I need to go to see a museum to see or a sanctuary. I got it all hit butterflies. There's a big, gigantic, as I swear to God.
Did you see butterflies?
He's got to be 4 inches thick.
He can outrun them.
No, it's a big, gigantic... grasshopper type thing climbing my back lanai as I speak.
It's probably a praying mantis.
No, it's not a praying mantis. I know.
Yeah, all
mantis.
That wildlife. No, Pete Shepard just rattled off. He could outrun any one of them.
No.
Can I say something honestly here?
Yeah. Sure.
This last 12 minutes.
It's been nice.
Way better than the last day and a half talking about riots and protesting and coronavirus.
I don't even want to say better.
No,
I don't want to say
better.
I don't want to say better. It's more lighthearted. It's more fun. Yeah.
I can't keep up with the text thing. Well, I mean, people are locked into this. I mean, it's good to have a serious conversation once in a while, but this is more fun.
I'm amazed. The stories about you when you were kids, I think you were kids, when you swimming with gators, knowing that they were there. I mean, how do you, that's so. God bless you. I'm amazed that you're alive.
I know. I agree. Swisher Bank
says, you may think you see one on one. Maybe you think you see it. Okay, but who knows if there's two or three other ones around that you don't see.
I hear you. I said, if I see a gator, I'm not getting in a body of water. It just doesn't make sense to my brain. Swisher Bank says, otters are the coolest animal in Florida. My wife saw an otter crossing Immokalee Boulevard yesterday.
We have otters here.
She had to stop the car.
They are mean suckers.
They're cute.
They're aggressive.
They're very cute. They are also mean.
What do they do to you?
They've got claws. And they'll bite you.
Yeah. They'll come after me,
oh,
bro?
Oh, yes, they will. Don't mess with an otter. They look cute and cuddly.
Yeah.
They are not.
Oh, okay.
My buddy, it was on, what's the par 3? The 13th hole, one on the back 9. He hit his ball right at pin high right. All of a sudden, we're driving the cart down, and 3 otters out of nowhere come out of the pond that is so dried out now that part of the pond doesn't exist anymore. Come out of the pond, go into the sand trap, and they look like seals.
Yeah.
When you see them from a distance, and it looks like they have flippers and everything, and they're playing with the golf ball in the trap. So we start booking down there because we had a pretty good match going. And like, Jesus, swear. It's like, stop it. We're like, what is that? And then it's the other people that we were with go, that's those otters. I'm like, oh my God, I've never seen one. And honest to God, right when we get on the green, my buddy Brian starts running towards the trap, and two of them take off back into the pond. One of them, I swear on my grandmother's grave, looks at him dead in the eye, takes the flipper, whatever you call it, and smushes his ball right into the sand.
Really?
Yeah.
Take that.
And off he went. Somewhere, I have pictures of it. I have to go dig them up because they're about 3 years old. But I went. First thing I said was, man, you're playing it.
Yeah.
It's a fried egg now. Well, that's a good lie, but you're playing it.
That's pretty good.
It was absolutely hysterical. It was like something out of a movie, out of a comedy show. I was like, no one would ever believe this.
Jack and Root Beer says, by the way, Jack Daniels and Root Beer?
He says it was fantastic. I've never had
Jack,
it.
Well, people drink Jack and Coke all the time. So
I know, but
Jack
Root Beer, Pete? Okay. He says he swam with alligators, actually paid to snorkel under them and go swim underneath.
Swimming
them
with the dolphins.
Yeah.
Same thing.
It's crazy. Yikes.
Right. A wingman says Miramar Lakes has over 200 boats in it, and there's always gators in there. Still, mostly everyone swims, skis, et cetera. It's just known. Stay away from them.
See, students at Miramar Lakes at Florida Gulf Coast are told to beware. There are gators in that water. So be cautious swimming.
Yeah, but you said Jack and Rupert with the wild boar thing. Now, we have those here, too. One of those I have not seen yet. By the way, it is storming here big time, boys. Again, I give you the warning.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You haven't been knocked off the air yet.
And old man Craig grabs his phone to look at the radar. It's okay. What old men do, Craig.
Can I break that down?
Look out the window. I can just see. I just look out.
I don't have windows in my studio, as you know. And well, so the first thing I do is grab the phone to look at the radar, and immediately I get blasted with old man Craig.
Well,
man wouldn't know how to pull up an app with radar on it right
you
now.
You don't need that app. All you got to do is what? It's real simple. And I'm not talking about going outside. You know it's storming when in the studio.
The
TV goes out.
Yeah, the direct TV goes out.
There you go.
Which happened yesterday. It was
raining. That's all you
need
to know. See, the TV goes blurry, and back to off direct TV in there, and you're done.
We are surrounded by rain here in Estero, but we are not getting any on the west side of I-75.
It's raining like real big drops horizontally because my screen is completely soaked right now, almost that I can't see out of it.
What happened to the little grasshopper that was on there a minute ago?
I'm going to have to bring my furniture up a little bit because it's coming in.
What happened to the grasshopper that was climbing up that window just a minute ago?
I can't see him. I can't see. He's at a point right now where the couch is blocking him.
Oh, thought maybe he got toasted. All right.
The wild boars. I've heard wild boar story. We've had a show on wild boars before.
Yeah. What sticks in my mind with that conversation now, correct me if I'm wrong, because I can't quite connect the dots, but I remember the conversation about the wild boars and somehow their testicles coming off.
Castrating, yeah.
Oh, yeah. In fact, it was a
thing. You can't kill a boar until you take its boys off.
Yeah.
Because does it
like the testosterone makes the meat like rancid, I guess.
Yeah, like it's on P90X or something.
Yeah, sure.
It makes them real tough. Huh.
The gator story is fast. The people in the ponds just fascinates me. PGA Tour, by the way, has informed players just a little while ago there will be incredible back-to-back events at Mirfield Village. First one will be July 9th through the 12th. It'll be sponsored by Workday.
That's Jack's place, right?
Yeah, we'll have no spectators in a 156-man field. And then the very next week, on the 16th or the 19th, we'll have 120 players, which is annual room for the Memorial.
Yeah, the practice of surgical pig castration, mainly used to prevent the production of an unpleasant odor that comes from the boar taint.
Okay, I need a minute.
Well, I'm just reading. This is science.
I never thought that compound word would ever be uttered on any radio show that I would ever do in my
career. Two words.
It's not a compound word?
Not what I just read.
Boy, can you even say that on the radio? I don't know. That body part?
It's a noun. It's a body part.
Okay. Yeah, it's an actual part of the body.
It's not like weenus.
No.
Well, yeah, it is. It's part of the pig. What are you going to do? I mean, we're adults here.
You're a child.
I'm not a child.
To pass along information.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
I'm a man. You're 52. Sweetness says, born and raised in Florida. Did you read this? Never had trouble with gators. I've been bitten by an otter.
That's right.
Oh, really? Gee. I'm going to tell my wife, stay away from those otters.
They're mean.
Yeah. They are
mean
aggressive
little guys.
Maybe they're just defensive because they're tiny and cute, and then they see Big Bad Chris walking up to them, and they want to just shred you.
I've never been attacked. I've learned my lesson.
How'd you learn your lesson?
I've been told.
Oh.
I don't need to go through right? Like, I don't need to put my hand on top of a grill grate to know that it's hot.
Hey, seriously, can I be excused for 30 seconds? I got to go bring my furniture. Honest to God, it's really, really coming in.
Well, it's too late now. It's already wet, but go ahead.
Let's just go to break.
Oh, we're almost at break.
Red alert, Pete Shepard's got to move his furniture.
We got a tropical storm right now.
Crystal ball.
It's official.
Oh, it's now storm. Go ahead, Pete. We got
you
covered.
You're good.
Excused.
Yeah. All right, hang on.
The old guys are going to talk about weather. tropical storm Crystal ball has formed over the Bay of Campeche.
It's over by the Yucatan
Southern
Peninsula.
Southern Gulf of
Mexico. I told you that
Mexico.
Yesterday. You said it was alphabetical. I told you the next storm was Cristobal.
Yeah, right. Because it's the third storm.
It's the third storm. We've already had an A and a B.
Well, that ruins my argument. Never mind.
Go move your furniture.
Go move your furniture. All right. Seminole Nation says, I've cut out many boar testicles in my day. Huh?
Yeah.
Who knew?
Yeah.
Anthony, the realtor, says, LOL, Craig goes from being an old man for looking at a radar to a child for laughing after saying the boar tea, the way a young boy laughs at a fart. I guess so. Wow. All right. So the storm, this tropical storm, I saw about 8 spaghetti models yesterday. They're all going north. We were told not to worry about this one.
Texas
and Louisiana.
Not even really Louisiana. The far west models or east models have it going towards Louisiana, but it looks like it's going to hit Galveston.
Yes. Yeah, yeah. Canadian Randy says, my 8-year-old just asked me what the T word was. I explained it to him and he thought it was hilarious. Now he won't stop saying it.
My bad, Randy. Science.
Oh, that's hilarious.
I'm back. Oh my God.
All right. So, did you injure yourself?
No, it's really,
are you soaking wet at the moment?
More than I should be. It's coming in pretty good. And as you don't hit our back night like this, it's kind of rare.
It'll be
the
over
big
in a
grasshopper
minute.
Thingy now is back in sight. It's about 4 inches long.
Wow. All right. You've referred to it as a grasshopper thingy, which tells me it's not actually a grasshopper.
I've been told it is a form of a grasshopper.
A form
it's
of
like
grasshopper.
Orange and greenish. It's huge. It's like 3 inches, 3.5 inches long.
Okay. All right. Very good. All right.
Lightning.
I got to nominate. This was the best half hour of the week so far.
Yeah.
Okay.
Right?
Yeah.
I enjoyed this. This
was 20 minutes, but who's counting?
Yeah, it was 20. Well, you know, in radio, we round up.
Right.
Chris in the car. Pete's wife's got to be pissed if he doesn't bring the front. Yeah.
Yeah, she's going to be mad. Why is the furniture all wet, Peter?
Well, it is. And I just took the two back chairs are freaking soaked to the bone.
Oh, man.
I'm going to get it. Well, she knows I'm on the air here. I did my best.
Yeah. All right.
You know, grasshoppers pee in your hand when you pick them up.
Do they? I haven't picked up a grasshopper since I was 4.
Really?
When's the last time you picked up a bug?
My kid has a bug terrarium that we keep outside that I always have to, you know, catch a lizard, let the lizard go, catch a frog, let the frog go. He's got his own little ecosystem in there.
How did you catch a lizard? Because those things are shifty.
With my hand.
No way. You didn't put a cup or something down?
No, you just go in and you grab it.
No way.
Absolutely.
You're not that quick. You're not like Rocky chasing.
I'm going to do it right now outside. What are you talking about? I can grab multiple lizards. I can go one right, one left. Boom, boom.
What was Rocky chasing on the beach trying to catch one and working out that
Apollo.
One?
Apollo.
That was Apollo.
Whatever. The boxer guy.
Carl Weathers.
What was he catching? Was it geese?
Well, he was catching
nothing.
He was catching a chicken in Rocky 1.
Rocky 2,
he was catching a chicken.
Oh, my gosh.
Rocky 3, he and Apollo ran several times along the beach.
Yeah, I'm conflating Rockies. I hate it when that happens. We got a texter, Chad Naples, says that you got a locust, Pete. Maybe not a grasshopper. I don't know. Locusts have giant wings on them. Grasshoppers.
Yeah, I've seen these. Maybe they can fly. This one, I've seen them all over here now. They're really big and they like to climb. I'm told they're not poisonous.
Forrest, I used to do that as a kid as well. You catch 2 lizards and then you put them on your earlobe and they bite you, and it looks like you got lizard earrings.
They do what? That?
Yeah.
They don't run away from you.
They're hanging on.
Bite
they're
on
they're
your...
dangling.
Can they be rabid? Can they be rabid?
No, it can't be rabid.
What do you mean they can't be
it's
rabid?
It's a lizard.
It's a gecko. Okay, let me rephrase. Not rabid. But can they carry salmonella?
I don't know.
Good question.
Fair question.
I'm not letting a turtle dangle from my ear.
Now, you sound like somebody has done this a lot.
Oh, I used to do it a lot, yeah.
Does it hurt at all?
No, it's one of those stupid things you do you maybe have a 2-year window, that 8 to 10 range.
Remember, Craig, we used to build little terrariums out of Legos, and I put bugs in there and toads sometimes. I'd like to put flies and spiders in if I could with the toads, and then we'd put like 4 windows together that were Lego windows, and you could watch the toads eat.
Wow.
With their tongues come flying out, and oh, it was fantastic.
I used to catch frogs all the time. I love catching frogs in Michigan when I was a kid.
I can't go big frog. I can't catch a big frog.
Well, be careful, because you don't want to accidentally get a big cane toad, because it's got poison all over it.
Yeah, I can't do a big frog. But a little frog, a little tree frog, I'll catch one of those.
Why can't you do a big one?
I just get freaked out. I get the hibby-jibbies.
Really?
Uh-oh.
It's just a frog. You got lightning?
No, we're really getting it here.
as opposed to earlier?
Yeah, this is real bad. Real, real bad.
Do you need to take cover at any time here, Pete?
No,
Do I need to issue an emergency broadcast for Bonita Springs?
I am in the safest part of my veranda here that I could possibly be. I'm right in the middle. I'm not near any windows.
All right. Let's see if you can survive the next 4 minutes when we come back.
Had a frog jump on my face when driving my kid to school a few months ago.
Okay, many questions.
I was in my car.
Was it already in the car?
It was already in the car. I don't know how it got in the car, but I'm driving my kid. I'm driving my kid to school. Frog jumps on my cheek, right cheek.
Yeah,
face cheek.
What kind of frog?
A little tree frog. Little tiny thing. I don't know how to say
it. Is it the bright color one with the big dark eyes, or is it like your more standard frog?
No, it's like your more standard frog.
All right.
Jumps on my face. I thought it was something my kid just threw at me from the back. So I just kind of leave it there for a second and like casually wipe it away. And I looked down at my hand. And I go, son of a gun, that's a frog.
Wow.
I wasn't that calm. I kind of freaked out a little bit.
Did you swear in front of your child?
No, I did not.
Did it have the little suction cups on its legs?
I couldn't muster anything out other than,
ah! Johnson Dip has texted in, just double-checking, did you guys block me, or have I just been overwhelming you with text now? No, you're not blocked.
I saw you're overwhelming us
with text. What do you mean? I can't remember.
I literally can't read them all. We've had more text even this hour than probably the entire week so far, and it's only Tuesday.
Oh, there's a picture of coffee ground scent. Yeah, it looks kind of like that, I think, though it's a little darker. It looks like that probably is a locust, but it looks...
No, that's a grasshopper. That's an orange grasshopper. I've never seen an orange one before. A locust looks more like a giant fly with huge wings.
Eastern Luber grasshopper, orange and reddish. Yeah, maybe that's it.
And while we're at it, Carol Baskins has now officially gained control over Joe Exotic's Tiger Zoo.
I want to talk about that at 4
o'clock. Oh, really?
I didn't know that. Yeah.
That's happened.
The judge has spoken. She now owns two sanctuaries.
Wow.
All that coming up.
Killed her husband. Red Alert. Save it for Red
Alert.
Maybe
Chris has it for Red Alert.
Killed her husband.
Yeah, we'll do all that. Red Alert coming up next, boys and girls. Pete's trying to survive a storm. I'm perfectly fine. If you missed the first hour today, be sure to go back and listen to it. The Sheeman and Shepherd On Demand feature available at 99.3 ESPN app and iTunes and wherever you get your podcast. Sheeman and Shepherd, Red Alert, coming up next, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Facebook has turned into a platform where anyone can spew nonsense. Sounds like these guys. Like our Facebook page, 99.3 ESPN Radio. This is Sheeman and Shepherd.
Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
ELO, great tune.
It is a Tuesday. That means it is time for Red Alert Tuesday, where we like to put people, situations, teams on blast. This should be interesting here today. All right, we go round robin, Peter, me, Chris. Let's do it. Let's fire it up. And then Master P Theater coming up before the end of the hour. We got a lot to do. Fire it up, boys. Let's go.
Red alert, Zion Williamson / Duke. Here we go. A judge in Florida earlier today denied a motion from Zion Williamson and his legal team to stay discovery into whether he was eligible to play at Duke last year under NCAA rules, the latest twist in the increasingly interesting legal battle that has cast a pall over the star basketball player's time at Duke. Now, the ruling requires that Williamson, the current Pelicans rookie, former Duke star, now he has to answer questions under oath related to his eligibility and any improper benefits he or his family may have received. His eligibility has come under scrutiny after Gina Ford and Prime Sports Marketing, its former agency, filed suit against him, seeking $100 million for breach of contract. This will get ugly. And right now, the man who is pooping his pants is head coach Mike Krzyzewski.
Fact! You stole that one from me. Good one.
Red alert.
All right. I got to find my next one now. Red alert, Mark Cuban, in case you missed it earlier. You have offended me as a Caucasian person. Work on your own problems. I'm fine. Maybe work on getting more minority owners, governors in the NBA, and then get back to me. By the way, you're not this hugely successful business guru that you make yourself out to be. You created Broadcast.com so that you can listen to Indiana football and basketball games online, and then you sold it months before the .com business busted out. It's all timing. You just happen to be luckier than most people on earth. Red alert, Mark Cuban.
That is a hell of a take. Cuban lucky. All right. Red alert, international football games this fall. The NFL has already canceled all international games for the upcoming season. And today, Army announced that they will still kick off their season against Notre Dame. It will not be played in Ireland, though. It will be played in Annapolis, which will be a really cool sight.
First time ever. First time ever. 94 years.
Unbelievable,
right? Is it
like
a small stadium or something?
It is a smaller stadium, and normally they put it at a neutral site for recruiting advantages, actually, for Army. Bring more kids in, that sort of thing. But all football games this fall will be played in the 50 states.
How about that?
Awesome. Red alert, rest of the world.
Red alert, Major League Baseball. Get a clue. Get a grip. Don't think there's going to be a season. Sorry, not going to happen. We all know what is going on. The counter proposal, the lines are drawn in the sand. The MLBPA, the return to play proposal is absolutely ridiculous. They're not going to get 114 games. Ain't going to happen. It's going to be no baseball in 95% of the country. The saddest part is MLBPA. They don't give a damn. Red alert, Major League Baseball.
Red alert, J.R. Smith. I mean, I get it. You were mad a protester scratched your sled.
No, broke his window.
Broke your window on your sled, which would make me mad too. But we have you on video pummeling and punching and kicking a dude. Last time we got a dude on video assaulting a man. Well, it didn't work out so well. Watch out, J.R. Smith. Red alert.
Yeah.
I said Annapolis. I meant West Point. Honest mistake.
No, you didn't mean West Point.
No.
You meant Annapolis.
I was right.
No. Right.
No.
It's Annapolis, Maryland.
Okay,
they're playing
anyway.
In Annapolis. They're not
they
playing,
are playing in Annapolis.
Correct.
I got that right.
You did.
You're correct.
You
get out of here, guys.
Yourself. No, you corrected yourself falsely.
No, but I had it on the text. Let me restart. Red alert, cupcake games in the SEC, defending champions LSU first time scheduled games with Southern and Grambling State. No, I'm not making fun of it. I think that this is really cool. LSU taking on historically black colleges in Louisiana on the football field. I think that's a good thing. If you're going to make these game cupcake games, let's at least like keep them within the state, right? So you're keeping some of that money going around.
Yeah.
I think it'll be a cool visual. I believe these games are played in 2022 and 2023, both games on LSU's campus. But good on you.
Very good.
Red alert, top five dead cap leaders in the NFL. Number one, Carolina Panthers, $48 million. Number two, Jaguars, $37 million. Number three, LA Rams, $34 million. Number four, Patriots, $24 million. Number five, Miami Dolphins, $22 million. Those are your updated top five NFL dead cap leaders. A little bit of a red alert.
Okay.
By the way,
Yes.
Since 2015, only three teams with top five dead cap have posted a regular season record over 500.
Okay. Can I have another red alert?
Thank you!
Sorry. Red alert, Roger Goodell! You are having such a good month!
Told you.
In light of the George Floyd tragedy, you issued a statement that asked for urgent need for action. I emphasize the word urgent. This coming from the commissioner, who, by the way, helped us get the Colin Kaepernick situation. That was a mess. Did not urgently check out Antonio Brown. Did not urgently check out Ray Rice. Your urgent need for action is falling on deaf ears. You are a hypocrite. Roger Goodell, red alert.
Red alert, coronavirus. Not for the reason you're thinking of. This isn't a little tricky ploy by Chris. Premier League did testing for all players and staff that will be present at games. 1,130 players were tested on May 28th and May 29th. Zero came back positive.
Nice.
That's a good thing.
Yeah, that is good.
Red alert. Now, there was a soccer team in the Ukraine where 13 members did test positive, but that's Ukraine.
Marshall had two football players test positive, but they were asymptomatic. So I'm done, by the way. Pete, do you have another red alert?
I have one more. Red alert, James Dolan. Yes, that one. Here is an email from James Dolan to MSG employees defending the choice of the organization to stay silent on current Mariners. He says, we know that some of you ask about whether our company is going to make a public statement about the killing of George Floyd by a Minneapolis police officer. I want you to know, I realize the importance of this issue. Therefore, I want you to understand our internal position. This is a turbulent time in our country. The coronavirus and civil unrest have taken their toll in our way of life. We at Madison Square Garden stand by our values of respectful and peaceful workplace. We always will. As companies in the business of sports and entertainment, however, we are not any more qualified than anyone else to offer our opinion on social matters. What's important is how we operate. Our companies are committed to upholding our values, which include creating a respectful workplace for all that will never, ever change. What we say to each other matters. How we treat each other matters. And that's what will get us through this difficult time.
Thank you, James Dolan.
Jim Dolan, again, and you wonder why the Knicks are the most pathetic organization in all of sports in this country. There it is. Red alert, Jim Dolan.
All right. Got one more. Pac-12 football not named USC or Oregon.
Okay.
Recruiting for the upcoming cycle.
Yes.
Oregon and USC actually doing pretty well. Really? Oregon's at 10. USC is up to 3.
Oh, nice.
You know who they bumped out of the number 3 spot?
Who?
North Carolina.
Really?
This is football we're talking about, okay. Not basketball.
Okay.
Anyway, you know where the next Pac-12 team comes in the 24/7 sports rankings?
I'm going to guess 40th. Just a guess.
48th.
No way! I was being sarcastic!
It's Cal coming in at 48. Unbelievable. Oh. Chip Kelly in UCLA, Herm Edwards in Arizona State, Kevin Sumlin in Arizona. Who are some other ones that should be recruiting at a high level?
All of them.
All of them.
All of them.
It's
all
California, for crying out loud. You can't recruit. There's talent out there.
Whittingham in
Utah.
They're all coming east. Somebody, good grief, step it up. Somebody needs to be fired. I don't know if it's Larry Scott. I don't even know if there's one person responsible for all this. But Pac-12 football is embarrassing right now. I'm going to start a petition. Let's get rid of the Pac-12 as a Power 5. Let's put in the AAC into the Power 5. That way we can watch all the meaningful football.
They've been better.
They have been better.
They have. It's
record,
been better.
They've been better.
I watch Memphis at UCF and Houston, Temple over some of these other teams.
Yeah.
Yep.
I got to give a shout-out to Michigan Mike. He just sent a Photoshop picture of Rocky running on the beach chasing a tiny Carl Weathers as I completed my two Rocky stories together. He actually put it in pictures. That's wonderful. That's why I love our audience. Absolutely love our audience.
That is fantastic.
In fact, I love the audience so much. We're going to give one of you a 3-burner Weber grill for Father's Day this year. All you have to do is submit your favorite photo of you and your dad to 993ESPN.com. On Father's Day, we will tally all the votes, and the photo with the most votes will get a brand new grill for dad. And you can do whatever you need to do to get this win. You forward the link to all your friends, 993ESPN.com. You can all vote as many times as you want and stack the deck if you want. Get yourself a new Weber grill. But check that out at 993ESPN.com. Again, I keep threatening. I got to go check that out because my daughter sent one of me and her and my son earlier, but I got to go look at it. Coming up next. As we do each and every Tuesday, a tradition like no other, Master Pete Theater. And then,
this is beautiful.
After that, a Tiger King update with Carol Baskin, in case you haven't heard the details. All that more, Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Check out whatever ridiculous Twitter poll we're running at 99.3 ESPN Radio. Now it's Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN.
That was last week's discussion.
Sheeman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Yeah, refresh my memory. I'm forgetting things. We did talk about this very song last week, right?
Yeah, you were talking about how Ludacris doesn't have a very big catalog to pull from.
Oh, that's right. This is a collaboration, or did he actually just flat out steal from Ray Charles, who Pete Shepard met?
He did both.
Yeah, okay. I did. Shook his hand.
See, it all came back to me. Just
it's
like
Ludacris and Jamie Foxx sampling.
Why do we need Jamie Foxx on this if we have
Ludacris? That's right. You're offended by it. You don't like collaborations.
That's right.
I think, I don't say I don't like them. I say that some lesser artists borrow from other or try to glob onto other artists to raise themselves up. Example, Pitbull.
Like Ludacris.
And Ludacris.
And I didn't fight you on Pitbull. I'll fight you on Ludacris.
And the thing is, I like Pitbull. I said I like the collaborations, let's call it what it is. Some guys are trying to elevate their name.
But how do you know Pitbull wasn't asked? Why do you assume he did the asking?
You're right.
Right.
I did assume that Pitbull did the asking because he's performed with everybody.
Greg Cuban.
Huh?
Big broad brush painted.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay. All right. I'll take it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, it is Tuesday before 4 o'clock, tradition like no other. Middle-aged white dude, Pete Shepard, theatrically performs a rap song that we may or may not have heard of. And Pete, take it away.
This was a number one hit. I think it's fantastic. Pretty recent, I believe 2018.
Wow.
I think the title fits. May not necessarily relate to what's going on here, but may relate more to this artist's life. But this is one of Craig's favorites. This is Drake. The name of the great song here, rap, is called God's Plan.
And now, another Master Pete Theater reading.
By the way, I believe this went to number one. God's Plan by Drake. From Canada, by the way, Craig, in case you forgot.
Right. I'm aware. Toronto.
Drake.
Raptors.
There's
fan.
God's Plan by Drake. And they wishing. They wishing on me. Yeah. I've been moving calm. Don't start no trouble with me. Trying to keep it peaceful is a struggle for me. Don't pull up at 6 a.m. to cuddle with me. You know I like it when you loving on me. I don't want to die for them to miss me. Yes, I see the things that they wishing on me. Hope I got some brothers that outlive me. They go and tell the story. Crap was different with me. God's plan. God's plan. I'll hold back sometimes. I won't. Yeah. I feel good. Yeah. Sometimes I don't. Don't. I finesse down Western
Canada.
Road. I nest. Might go down a G-O-D. Yeah, wait. I go hard on South Side, G. Yeah, wait. I make sure that the North Side eat. And still, bad things. It's a lot of bad things that the wishing. They wishing on me. Bad things. It's a lot of bad things that they wishing. They wishing on me. Mm. Yeah, she say, do you love me? I tell her only partly.
What?
I only love my bed and my mama. I'm sorry.
What?
50 dub. I even got it tatted on me. 81. They'll bring the crashers to the party. And you know me. Turn the 02 into the 03, dog. Without 40, only there can be no me. Imagine if I ever met the Broskis. God's plan. I can't do this on my own. Someone watching this crap close. Yep, close. I've been me since Scarlet Road. I might go down as G-O-D. Yeah, wait. I go hard on South Side, G. I make sure that North Side eat. Yay. And still bad things. It's a lot of bad things that they wishing. They wishing on me. Yeah. Bad things. It's a lot of bad things that they wishing. They wishing on me.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The end.
The end.
Huh.
I always applaud, but I don't care for Drake, and he doesn't have any rigid. I mean, how many times did he have the word wishing in there? I mean, just droning on. We'll hear it on when Chris pulls the real version. But nice job by Pete Shepard, though. I have
number one hit.
I don't know why. I really don't. I don't get it.
Very emotional lyric. I understand. I think he's talking about his own life and people trying, like you, trying to want him to fail, and he's overcoming it.
Oh, yeah, he's overcoming it, all right. All right. We will hear the actual rendition. We've got a Tiger King Carole Baskin update. There's been a development. And we got the 4 o'clock hour, lots of sports Wikipedia will be in there as well. What are you laughing at, Chris? What did I miss?
This is the text line. Not well received.
But why, because why of Drake?
Not because of Pete, just because of Drake.
Yeah. See, my listeners don't like Drake.
Well, it's the current tune. What number one? God's Plan, kind of like wanted to sell the masses, settle everybody down a little bit. It's kind of an interesting lyric about him and him overcoming a lot of people in his life, and he gives back to the community a lot, despite what people may think of him.
All right. We will discuss and dissect. Also, John Daly says he can fix Tom Brady's golf game. All that more coming up. Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.